From the studios of Free Radio Santa Cruz, you're listening to Earth First Radio. Stay tuned for No Compromise news, views, poetry, and music.
You're cutting chainsaws, killing the trees, disrupting everything that lives in peace. Our animal friends are on the run, but there's nowhere to go when the job is done. How can we stand by while this all takes place? We've got to stop this inhuman race.
And welcome to Earth First Radio. I'm Uncle Dennis. Each week I bring you No Compromise news, views, poetry, and music for activists on the front lines of the environmental movement. In the news, you'll hear about corporations, government agencies, and people who are killing the planet, and folks who have detailed information about saving what's left. They all have names, addresses, phone numbers, fax numbers, email, or web addresses. So, please, get a pencil or a pen and some recycled paper to write down the information, because this isn't couch potato radio. It's activist radio, and I'm asking you to take down the information and act on it. You really can make a difference by writing letters, sending faxes, and making phone calls when you aren't out in the woods, up in a tripod or a tree sit, or locked down in the dragon at the road blockade. If you have information, news, comments, or announcements for Earth First Radio, please keep your pencil handy and listen for the contact information later on in the show. And if you happen to be on the internet and want to save some rainforest, it's easy to do. Go to http://rainforest.care2.com. That's rainforest.care2.com. There's no www in there, okay? Rainforest.care2.com, and click on the button, and sponsors at the site will donate money to purchase rainforest acreage. And, of course, you can always go to www.thehungersite.com. That's www.thehungersite.com, where a click on the button will donate rice or other grain to starving people. And there's one other place you should go, and that's www.brainforest.org. That's www.brainforest.org. These folks are trying to save a rainforest in the Congo Basin, which is the largest forest outside of the Amazon Basin in South America. The Congo Basin of Africa needs your help. They have sample letters that you can copy over to your email and send it off to the president of Gabon and help save some African rainforest. All right, let's get into announcements. Looking for a job, the Pacific Crest Biodiversity Project, a nonprofit based in Seattle, Washington, seeks an executive director to oversee campaigns, programs, and organizational development. The Pacific Crest Biodiversity Project's mission is to protect and restore the ecological integrity of forests in Cascadia, with an emphasis on the public forests of western Washington. The ideal candidate for this job will be highly organized, have several years of experience in nonprofit management, have a thorough knowledge of Northwest forest issues, and excellent communication skills. Salary depends on experience, but it's around $30,000 a year. If you have a resume, please send it to PCBPEDsearch, 4649 Sunnyside Avenue N, number 321, Seattle, Washington, 98103. You'll need a cover letter and a resume, and probably should get this in by April 15th. Once again, the address is PCBP-EDsearch, 4649 Sunnyside Avenue, N, I guess that stands for North, 321, in Seattle, Washington, 98103. The Oregon chapter of Sierra Club also has a couple of jobs open. One is Conservation Program Coordinator, and the other is Office Manager. The Program coordinator provides leadership in developing and implementing campaign strategies for conservation programs and projects. Recruits, coordinates, and facilitates grassroots involvement, works with volunteer staff leaders, monitors, analyzes, and evaluates laws, initiatives, and new development, makes presentations to the community, advocates the Sierra Club's position on proposed legislation, conducts surveys, investigation, and research, coordinates efforts to fundraise, and performs miscellaneous duties. You need a BA or a BS in environmental studies, political science, or a closely related field. A couple of years in the environmental field, and includes research and organizing campaigns, special relations, and public speaking. Of course, excellent written and oral communication skills, proficient computer skills, demonstrated ability and effectiveness of working with volunteers. Salary, about $21,000 to $28,000, depending on your experience, and there are medical benefits. So here's how you apply. Forward your resume to the Oregon Chapter of the Sierra Club, 3701 Southeast Milwaukee Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97202. Once again, the address, the Oregon Chapter of the Sierra Club, 3701 Southeast Milwaukee Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97202. And these resumes will be accepted until April 12th. The office manager job is 20 hours a week, pays $10 to $12 an hour, and does all that fun stuff that office managers typically do. Once again, the address for either of these positions with the Oregon Chapter of the Sierra Club, 3701 Southeast Milwaukee Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97202. Biodevastation 2000 is going on in Boston. Initial demonstration and parade are this weekend, March 24th and March 25th, which is probably happening before a lot of people hear this show out on the internet. But coming up March 26th is another public rally, parade, and street parade. And March 27th through 30th will be continuing actions. If you want more information, contact People's Earth Network, 617-524-7841. That's People's Earth Network, 617-524-7841. If you want more information on coordinated direct actions throughout the week, go to bio4actions, that's the number 4, at yahoo.com. Contact bio4actions, the number 4, at yahoo.com, and they'll send you more information about that. Casey Neal's on tour, and he'll be in Manson, Washington, March 24th, in Durango, Colorado, March 31st, April 1st, in Albuquerque, New Mexico, at the Outpost Performing Arts Center, and April 8th in Boulder, Colorado, at University of Colorado Boulder. April 9th through 14th is the Colorado tour. April 15th, he'll be in Denver at the Cameron Church. Don't know the address of that. End of April, he's going to be on an East Coast tour, and in May, he's coming out on a West Coast tour. I believe he'll be in Santa Cruz sometime in May. Going on in Northern California is the Week of Resistance Action Camp. A year after the Headwaters deal was signed, handshaken, and smiling politicians driven to the new $480 million grove, corporate timber and government agencies continue to work in collusion to destroy the remains of the coastal redwood ecosystem. And I believe the week of action is the first week, starting April 1st and running through April 8th. If you want more information, contact 707-825-6598. That's North Coast Earth First at 707-825-6598. Come prepared. All right. What to bring to action camp: hiking boots, rain gear, warm clothing, tent, sleeping bag, food for the kitchen, musical instruments, cups, dishes, flashlights, five friends, a video camera, an open mind, and a large capacity vehicle with gas. Don't bring dogs, drugs, alcohol, or a bad attitude. They say, please come self-sufficient. And that is the Week of Resistance Action Camp, April 1st through April 8th in Humboldt County. And there are affinity groups forming all over the United States, and you can do a week of action in your community. Once again, for more information, 707-825-6598. April 1st, Stop the Fools Making the Rules. Plan an IMF, World Bank, A16 teach-in in your area. April 1st is the International Day of Corporate Globalization Teach-ins. So get it together in your area. April 13th, Global Exchange's Starbucks Fair Trade National Day of Action. There will be Join Global Exchange to launch a new campaign to promote the first fair trade certified product in the country by organizing community campaigns to pressure the gourmet coffee industry leader Starbucks to carry fair trade coffee. If you want more information, contact Deborah James, the Fair Trade Director of Global Exchange. Her email address, Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H, at globalexchange.org. That's Deborah at globalexchange.org. Her phone number, 415-255-7296. That's 415-255-7296, extension 245, or write to 2017 Mission Street, San Francisco, California, 94110. Once again, the address, 2017 Mission Street, San Francisco, California, 24110. All kinds of stuff coming up. There are more actions. All right. The Alliance for Sustainable Jobs and the Environment is having their first membership meeting April 1st and 2nd. I believe this takes place at the Portland State University in Portland, Oregon. American Lands is excited to be one of the founding members of the Alliance because we believe strongly in the importance of cooperation between workers and conservationists. Registration is opening up soon, so contact www.asje.org. That's www. This is a web page, www.asje.org. For more information about that gathering. And the Northwest Wilderness Conference is March 31st through April 2nd in Seattle. Join in a celebration of renewal of our commitment to wilderness preservation at the Northwest Wilderness Conference 2000. And this is taking place at the Mountaineers Building in Seattle. Don't know exactly the address. Doesn't give the address here. But lots of great speakers, and for more information about registration, there is a registration fee, but they do have a reduced fee for low-income people. The Northwest Wilderness PC, at NWWPC, and here's the address, 12730 9th Avenue Northwest, Seattle, Washington, 98177. That's NWWPC at 12730 9th Avenue Northwest, Seattle, Washington, 98177. You can contact Bob at the Wilderness Society. His number, 206-624-6430. That's 206-624-6430. Also, April 1st, activists from across the country are organizing events in a day of action to protect endangered forests. This message will be sent to Kaufman and Broad and Centex, telling them they must stop using endangered forests for building homes. For more information, contact Liz Butler at American Lands. Her number, 202-547-9098. That's 202-547-9098. Or email to Liz B, L-I-Z-B, at AmericanLands.org. The Utah Wilderness Rally is April 1st. This is going to be taking place on the steps of the Utah State Capitol in Salt Lake City. The theme is Don't Be Fooled by Utah Politicians. For more information, contact Ken. His number, 801-486-2872. That's 801-486-2872. And the Environment First Membership Meeting. Oh, we already read that one. That's the Alliance for Sustainable Jobs and the Environment. Hey, we already read it. Okay. All right, let's get into activist requests. The Glen of the Downs is an indigenous woodlands of which there is almost none left in Ireland. These folks are asking you to contact the Irish Prime Minister and tell him to stop the destruction. Here is the email address. T-A-O-I-S-E-A-C-H. T-A-O-I-S-E-A-C-H at T-A-O-I-S-E-A-C-H dot I-R-L-G-O-V dot I-E. Once again, T-A-O-I-S-E-A-C-H at T-A-O-I-S-E-A-C-H dot I-R-L gov.ie. And if you want more information, go to the webpage www.emc23.tp/Glenn. Once again, that's www.emc23.tp/Glenn for more information about Irish woodlands. And come to the magnificent ancient Kari forests of Western Australia. Big company Bunnings and Satico are clearing 46 hectares of virgin old growth forest every day. Blockade camps have been set up in the Barara Forest near Northcliffe and Easter Forest near Bridgetown, both in the southwest of Western Australia. Protesters experienced in rigging aerial clusterfucks and tunnelers who are urgently required. We have the tallest tree houses on the planet, 130 feet high. Come and see and help us. For more information, contact Pixie Traveling Pixie number 6. Here's an email address, mmclemen@hotmail.com. I believe that's M. McClemon, mmclemen@hotmail.com. In activist news, activists from across the southeast have blockaded the entrance to the Willamette Industries newly opened chip mill in Union Falls, North Carolina. This according to a press release from Heartwood, Katua Earth First, and Earth Culture. Chip mills promote clear-cutting of forests, fragment wildlife habitat, and reduce biodiversity and degrade water quality. Sawmills cutting timber for North Carolina's furniture industry use one-tenth of the wood a chip mill does and employ 7 to 8 times as many people, said Rick Spencer of Earth Culture. If you want more information, contact Devin at Heartwood. That number, 573-449-3537. That's 573-449-3537, or send email to devin@heartwood.org. That's devin@heartwood.org. And Tuesday, March 28th, is the Dutch Earth First Spring Offensive kickoff. The Dutch Earth First Spring Offensive against the Betuwe train line will commence. Construction of the new track is destroying nature, endangering an already endangered species, will cause more pollution, and is basically a €10 billion capitalist pig project in general. I guess that's about $7.5 billion. Coaches for the action will leave the evening of the 27th of March from Nijmegen, Utrecht, Amsterdam, Den Bosch, and Leiden. I believe these are all cities in Holland. For information on the departure times, call on the 26th of March. The phone number is 00316-262-00729. Once again, that phone number in the Hollands is 00316-262-00729. Bring your banners, D-Lock, sleeping gear, and lunch. No compromise. All right. Their webpage, www.antenna.nl/NVDA/Groenfront. That's GROENFRONT. Once again, the webpage, www.antenna.nl/NVDA/Groenfront. Naked demonstrators protesting a dam project in the Basque Country and proposals to expand private control over water supplies disrupted ceremonies at the World Water Council, an open forum on the world's water crisis. An undressed couple scrambled on stage as Mohammed Abouzaid, president of the World Water Council, was making a speech to kick off the second World Water Forum. On their backs were written, Etoi SOS Stop Dams, a reference to a scheme in Spain's Basque Country, and Don't Privatize Water. They were eventually hustled away by police as a third demonstrator clutched onto a balcony, unfolded a red flag on which was written No to Privatization of Water, and flung leaflets into the assembly hall. Another protester scaled a sidewall of the chamber shouting Stop Privatization of Water. The Sonoma County Farm Bureau has been vandalized 2 days after the Underground Animal Liberation Front officially took responsibility for setting a series of fires in the Bay Area, including attacks on 3 Sonoma County animal abuse industry locations. The Sonoma County Farm Bureau was targeted in an apparent related attack on its premises sometime in the nighttime. According to a media report, the Farm Bureau, located at 970 Piner Road in Santa Rosa, was broken into and trashed, according to one local reporter. It is not known the extent of the damage. On December 20th, the ALF attempted to burn down the Fulton Poultry Processors. 2 weeks later, on January 3rd, ALF caused $250,000 in damages to various buildings at the Rancho Veal Corporation in Petaluma. Petaluma Farms was hit on January 15th when two trucks were burned. ALF claimed full responsibility for these actions and three others in the Bay Area in an anonymous communique. On February 23rd, the Sonoma County Farm Bureau announced a $50,000 reward for any information leading to the arrest and conviction of those responsible. It seems obvious to me on this that this attack on the Farm Bureau is a direct response from the Animal Liberation Front, commented David Barbarash, ALF spokesperson. If an organization is going to challenge the ALF in this way, then they should expect some sort of retaliatory action. We have not yet received any claims of responsibility from the ALF, he added. ALF activists stated in their communique, they have only just begun. There will be no stopping us. Our war for the end of animal abuse has begun. No amount of blood money will save them from us. We will not stop until their industries of rape, enslavement, torture, and murder are destroyed. And we thank ALF for this communique. Unfortunately, the worst is occurring in Oregon. Words cannot describe our sorrow at what has happened to the Right View timber sale in the last few days. We knew and were friends with every tree in the stand. They all lay on the ground now. For centuries, old sugar pines and Douglas firs are prone, severed into 32-foot sections and separated from their limbs. The loggers spared a very few isolated friends in a small clump in the middle of the unit, with the incredibly brave tree sitter still clinging to what life is left in this forest. Thanks to you, the BLM received an overwhelming number of calls and emails in the last few days. In case they didn't know before, they certainly know now. They did a really bad thing. Since profound sorrow is indescribable, Roseburg BLM officials at our protest didn't get it. The air was thick with police and official doublespeak. BLM assured us they were confident all necessary precautions had been taken, so no one or person, that is, was killed. They even claimed they calculated that the isolated trees remaining would not hurt the tree sitter if they blew over in the next big windstorm. We asked them, that is the BLM, if they saw a connection between the landslide that occurred after logging units 1 and 2 and the court ruling that said Right View did not comply with the aquatic conservation strategy, but the officials said they saw no connection. They even claimed that the logging did not cause the landslide. After this trauma, it is hard to conceive of what to do next. BLM has bulldozers in mind. One clump of trees left with a tree sitter is in the middle of a proposed new road. As you will read in the purchaser claims he can yard around the tree sitter, that's the timber purchaser. But we think the BLM should just go away and leave the soils in peace. And the U.S. District Attorney has disclosed the evidence on which it intends to base its prosecution of whale activists charged with negligent operation of a vessel in connection with the active resistance to the macaw whale hunt off of Washington last year. The government's evidence consists of paint chips from one whale activist jet ski found embedded on the side of a Zodiac-type inflatable that was being piloted by a second activist. The government is calling scraped paint evidence of reckless operation, noted Sea Shepherd Conservation Society President Paul Watson. Two vessels came alongside in rough seas so the pilots could communicate with each other. If it was a violation, whenever two vessels lost paint when they came alongside or docked at a port facility, every sea captain in the world would be in jail. No charges have been filed in connection with violation of the Coast Guard's 100-yard exclusion zone that was declared around the whale hunting vessels. The U.S. attorney was unable to bring charges against us for anything we did to the whale hunters and has wisely elected not to put the blatantly unconstitutional exclusion zone on trial, said Watson. This is the best they can do. Trumped-up charges like this are a sign of strings being pulled higher up. The green light for the macaw whale hunt came straight from the White House, and we have every reason to believe that this actions are from the same source. In further evidence of political tampering, Lieutenant Commander Michael Lodge, Principal Assistant Legal Officer for the U.S. Coast Guard's 13th District, has been appointed the Special Assistant U.S. Attorney to prosecute the cases. The Coast Guard has committed itself to win at any cost, even if U.S. citizens' rights are trampled in the process, said Watson. They arrested these people, and now they're prosecuting them in court. What's next? A Coast Guard judge and jury? Two activists, Cheryl Rohrabeck-Seiler of Nehalem, Oregon, and Allison Lance, a Sea Shepherd volunteer, will be tried in federal court in Tacoma, Washington this spring. Similar charges against Brett Seiler, stemming from the protest November 1998 macaw whale hunt, were dismissed And according, when the International Agency Review concluded the U.S. Coast Guard commander's testimony consisted of little factual account and was merely conjecture and, in fact, somewhat contradictory. Well, we're going to take a little musical break here and be back with more news in just a little while.
Back.